Then before I start, I'd like to thank you cooks and the people that served.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise God for your life. I want to throw out a bit of a challenge tonight to all of us in this church here tonight about God and our service for God and where we stand with God. And look at ourselves, and that's including me. And when we leave this place of Gilgandra, may we understand who God really is. And is he God of our life? Because we're living in a world today, people, where Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, the devil, is out like a roaring lion. And he's roaring. He's roaring louder now than he ever did before. And if we're not making God of our life, we're not going to stand in these last days that are coming before us. We're not going to stand. Because the road's getting rough. The road's getting rough. I work with the police service, and I've got a big area to cover, and I can see where Satan is wrecking, ruining the lives of people today. Unbelievable. In a little town where I come from, a town of Brewarrina, the average age for a male Aboriginal man in Brewarrina is 32. 32 year old. Satan's out like a roaring lion, destroying lives and taking souls to hell. What are you doing? I've got a couple of readings. I'm going to ask Brother Steve to read them for me too, if he would. Brother, if you don't mind, you read them.
Daniel 3, verse 11. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. These men were bound in their coats and their hose and their hats and their garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Amen. Thank you, brother. May God lead us right through his word and bless his word to us tonight. But this story, we heard it many times at Sunday school. I know I did, growing up in Bree. And you read it and you say, you know, what a wonderful God we have, eh? What a great God we have. But as you get older and you're walking in your Christian life, you see more things in this story. What happened to you? You see a picture of today, what's taking place today. And I see where I should be in my Christian walk as I read the Word of God. One of the things that caught my eye when I read this, the king said, the music had to play, eh? The music. Dear friends, today we're living in a world where music is blinding the eyes of our children, the ears of our children, and the young people today. They get a beat in the head, bonging in the head, and Satan gets control of their minds. Dear friend, we're living in a time now where Satan is trying to take the mind of people today. Mental illness is raging throughout the world today. Mental illness. Our brothers and sisters that bring themselves to death, that overdose on drugs, have a mental illness. They're sick. Satan is polluting their minds. And if our minds are not clear, if we listen to this music, Satan takes control. He leads us around at his will. And you read that music that night would have been unbelievable. Many, if you read, it says many, many instruments. So that music would have been something that would have been out of this world, would have been great. And no doubt the minds of the people would have been, you know, just wanted to bow down to worship this golden image. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, men of God, men of God. Are we men and women of God, brothers and sisters? Are we? Or are we just followers? We go to church, but we're not making God God of our life. You know, I got a little grandson, and he's seen him running around there. I'll bet you if I put some beautiful toys there and an ice cream bucket full of mud there, and I came out and I said, son, what do you want? Or he'd go down to the mud and play in the mud. We're like that. Brothers and sisters, God wants to bless of all his children. He wants to bless us all. But we're playing in mud. A lot of times in our life we're playing in mud. We're in places we shouldn't be in. We shouldn't be in these places. And we're playing in mud. We're missing out on the blessings of God. Many people should have been here tonight, but they're somewhere else, enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. They're missing out on the blessings from God. So it's a serious thing. But these three men, you couldn't imagine that scene that night, the fiery furnace burning. You couldn't get near it because of the heat. You read on with that, the men that took them in were sucked in because of the heat of the fire. But there's a couple of verses that really I want to just dwell on a bit. It said, verse 17 says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. If it be so, our God whom we serve. Number one, serve. Who are we serving today, brothers and sisters? Who are we serving? Are we truly making God God of our life? If we were put in a situation where our lives could end. I read in a book about an old lady. She's sitting in a church like this. A bloke walked in with a gun. He said, all you Christians line up to the back wall there. Come on, all you people who believe in Jesus, line up to the back wall. No one would move. This old lady walked to the back of the room, was willing to die for Jesus. What did he say to the rich young ruler? The rich young man, he said, sell all you have, take up your cross, follow me. You know what it meant in the old days when you were carrying a cross? You were going to be crucified on it. That's what it meant. Are we willing to die for God? Are we willing to die for Christ? Many people throughout the world, dear friends, are persecuted for serving Jesus. We're in a lucky country. We're not persecuted. We are in some sense. But we're not put in a situation, eh? But these men were. And they said, the God whom we serve, he is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. They knew their God. They knew their Saviour. Do you know your God? Do we know our God? Do we know our Saviour? And the last verse says, he said, lo, I see there are four, eh? And one looks very much like the Son of God, eh? See, he'd never leave us, brothers and sisters. He'll never leave us in the lurch. He's always there. And there's a couple of verses in over the next chapter, Daniel 6. Your brother, read it again. 6 to 22, I think, brother.
Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste under the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. The king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt.
Amen. Thank you. Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Serve him continually. It's all about serving God. And as I look at these readings and compare them to life today, you know, we're three blokes thrown into the fiery furnace. We're Daniel chucked into the lion's den. And God delivered them, mate, three of them, or four of them. You know, we mightn't be thrown into the lions. We mightn't be thrown into a fiery furnace. But Satan is working today, I believe, in a more subtle, cunning, crafty way. He's coming in and he's putting things in place in this world today that hinder us and stop us from serving Christ as we should. I look at my own life as a kid growing up out on the banks of Albury Warrener on the riverbank. I see a house I lived in with my mum and dad on the dirt floor, with no television. Life was different. We spent family quality time around the supper time at night, Dad would read the Bible. But Satan come in and he brought the television in. And time was spent around looking at the box, the picture. And as time went on, we got a couple of extra channels. More time was spent watching television. The pubs were opened on a Sunday. Never used to be open on a Sunday. Uncle Terry can tell you that. Shops started opening on a Sunday. See, Satan is coming in to take our mind off Christ. He's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. And now we've got the All-Star. We can bet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. See, Satan is putting all these things in place to stop us serving him the way we should. Football. Look how many watched that game today. Over 80,000 people. Yesterday were 90-odd thousand people. He said they'd be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness. There's a form of godliness. People go to church just like a thing to them. But are we serving God? Are we willing to die for God? Are we? Dear friend, it's not going to get easier. You heard Brother Rick speaking today about the times that are coming. They're going to get harder. I've been with the Lord now for over 30 years. And I can look back. And today, I tell you what, it's a lot harder day. A lot of stuff that are stopping us when we go out to do our ministry. We've got better motor cars. We've got bitumen roads. But the zeal that used to be there is fading away, eh? It's fading away. See, we're coming to the end of life's journey. This journey soon will end. Christ will return. What a day that'll be. What a day that'll be. I'm going to meet these men. Those of us who trust in Jesus, we're going to see Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're going to see him. What a time. Talk about, I don't know if we can ask them about the fiery furnace or what. But what a day that'll be. Dear friends, ask yourself tonight. Is God God of my life? Is he God? Or do I put him on the outside and say, I want to do what I want to do. Then I'll come back and pick you up, God, later. I'll go and do this first, God, then I'll come back later. It don't work like that. God's got to be God of our life. We've got to serve him. We've got to worship him. We've got to praise him day and night. That's what he wants from us. As going gets tough, we get tougher. And the only way we'll get tougher is in God's word. See, he said, Daniel said, the God whom I know and serve. Now, how do we know God? How are we going to get to know God if we don't read the word of God? God reveals himself to us through his word. You say, I love my wife. I love my wife. Why? Because I know her. I spend time with her. I know what she thinks. I know what she does. Because I spend time with her. And same with you. If you say you know God, do you spend time with him? Do you really know him? Do you really know him? You know, we're coming a tough day. We've never seen cancer like this, neither, eh? Amongst our people. You know, it's a frightening thing. And the last reading I'll share, we took up a bit of time in Matthew, the last chapter of Matthew, just a couple of verses.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Why do we think sometimes that we're alone? Why do we think sometimes that, yes, I'm on my own? He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, eh? Even to the end. We're going to be faced with many things ahead of us, brothers and sisters. You young people growing up, as time goes on, you're going to have many battles serving Jesus. Don't worry about that. You'll have many battles. But remember this, He's always with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never let us down. When you face through sickness, with no doubt we will be, when we're faced with death, trials, He's always with us. He'll never let us go. He'll never let us down. Remember that. Remember that. You know, I had a wonderful experience about 2 weeks ago. I was up at Brewarrina. And my old mum rang me. She said, "Son," she said, "you know, Nevy's been asking for you. He wants to talk to you. And my nephew's dying of cancer. He's only 38 years old. He got 9 little children. And we could even lose him tonight, but he's on his deathbed." And I shared some good times with him. He came down to Sydney with him, stayed down there, and we talked about Jesus and about God. And he talked about it, but back then he didn't accept it. He didn't really take it on board. But he was asking for me, so about 2 weeks ago I went and seen him. He's laying on the bed, poor little fella, and his uncle, he said, "I want to tell you something." And when I went, well, he told me, I remember Moses with the burning bush, how the God spoke through the burning bush to Moses. His uncle, he said, "Last fortnight," he said, "I was out in the bush." He said, and I sat thinking, I sat on the quiet, he said, "I looked in the distance." He said, "I've seen this beautiful stone." He said, "More precious and prettier than all the stones around it." He said, "I went over and I picked this stone up." His uncle, "I just kept thinking about God." He said, "I sat down." He said, "I just kept started praying to God." He said, "This beautiful feeling of just comfort, contentment came over me. I had peace within me." And I got a bit choked up, and I said, "Praise God, praise God." He said, "Now, Uncle," he said, I read every morning, I pray to God, and I thank Him for the day that's ahead of me." And you know, even on his last few days of life, he's enjoying the beautiful relationship with God, the joy and the peace with God. Brothers and sisters, if you're away from God tonight, you're missing out. You're missing out on what God wants to give you. You're missing out. We pray tonight, you know, as we sing our last song, with time been run out, we just pray that, you know, as we sing our last song, and you look at your own life and say, "Where do I stand with God?" You may be in a far country. You may be in a place where you shouldn't be. You might just need someone to pray for you. Well, there's many people here tonight who'd love to pray with you. But if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you tonight, don't put it off. Don't put it off. We want you to surrender to Jesus Christ tonight. Take Him as your Saviour. And those of us who are trusting Christ, think of these four men. "The God whom I know and serve is able to deliver me." The God who we know and serve is able to deliver us, eh? From the days that lie ahead. From the hurt, from all this stuff that's going to take place. With Christ in my vessel, I can smile at the storm, eh? Until the day He calls me home. We're going to sing the old song, "I Surrender All." We'll ask you to stand. But dear friends, we challenge you tonight. If you don't know God, or you're away from God, you may be sick and you want someone to pray for you, don't be frightened to come forward. Stand at the front with us. And after the singing of the hymn, some of our brothers will pray with you and just spend some time with you.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender all.
Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Now stand. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Satan is pulling you back and saying, that's all rubbish. But dear friend, God wants to set you free. God wants to give you a new life. Dear friend, if you're bound through drink, drug, gambling, come to Jesus Christ. Surrender your life. Please surrender. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. Surrender to Jesus. Tomorrow you won't be. Christ could return tonight. Where would you be? Where would you be? You'd be lost without a hope in the world. Please. Don't be frightened. Surrender to Jesus. Surrender to Jesus. Put your trust in Him. You wandered away. Come back. Come into the family of God. Come back to the people. That's a choice. Don't walk out of here without knowing Jesus. Don't walk out of here without trusting Christ. Blessed God and loving Father, we just say thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, Father God, for the beautiful people that are in this place tonight, Father God. Thank you for the beautiful convention we've had, Father God, and for our brothers and sisters of Gilgandra. Father God, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful food and the wonderful fellowship and the joy this weekend, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, and just thank you. Father God, we pray for anyone here tonight, Father God, who was lost, outside, Father God, who are in darkness, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will not give them rest nor peace, Father God, till they come fully trusting you, Lord. Father God, we just pray now for the yearning mercy for those that travel home, and Lord, we just thank you for everyone that come, and our brothers and sisters from all over the state, Father God, we just thank you for these beautiful people. Lord, we just thank you once again for the blessings we've received this weekend, Lord. And we just pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
There's a cup of tea and cake for that there. Before we go, I'd like to thank everyone who took part of meeting tonight and over the weekend. I'd like to thank you all for coming. I'd like to thank the Lord, our Lord and Saviour. You know, that we can come together and worship Him and to give Him honour and glory and to work as a team. Don't forget, teamwork, building the foundation of Christ, it takes teamwork. You know, it doesn't matter what little job you do or whatever it is may be, everything counts. And God blesses those more than those in the background that don't seem to be taken notice of, you know, we don't see. God blesses them more than those who are out front and out up the front and that's been seen. Remember that. Don't think God is not blessing you. Have a look what God is doing in your life and how He's blessing you. You know, remember that, okay, when you're serving the Lord. No matter how small it is, God blesses everything. Okay? Doesn't matter how small it is. And remember, and those, if you don't know the Lord,
Now I pray tonight that God will touch your heart and show who He is. Because our God is able to do anything. There's nothing impossible. Amen. So I'd like to have a cup of tea and mingle together and remember our friendship is and our relationship is forever in Christ Jesus. It never can be broken. It's only us, ourselves and individually, that breaks away from that relationship. But God, He says, He'll never leave you, forsake you. I'll tell you now, if we try to break away, He'll always be there and He'll bring you back home. I mean, you can't run or hide. There's no place to run or hide. And I'd like to thank our brother got up there and sing because he has got a beautiful voice. You know? Now God to use it. You know? I encourage everyone who's got talent. Everyone who's got a talent, I don't care what it is, now God to use your talent. Let Him expand it. So others can come into the kingdom of God so He can call people. Call these people that is out there now waiting to be called. There's so many of them out there. The field is ripe. There's no labours.
Amen.
Praise God.
And thank you for having me and my brother John. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves and I hope we can do this once again, next year. And we've been doing for 2 days is eating and meeting. Hey.
Great God.
Eating and meeting. Hey, food. Oh, dear. I'm a big fella. I like my food, but dear, you're too good for me. Too much. But it's been great, and the word has been great. And that brother over here, he's been taping the services, and I think if you give him a number, he'll get a tape to you, eh? Is that right?
We're going to, Trevor's kind of said we can put them on the internet, so if you're on the internet, that will be easier for everyone.
Is that all right?
But if you're not on the internet,
you've got to do all the legal stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, is that all right, though? If you want copies of the messages from Brother Rick, and I think all of them, eh? All of the messages? Yep. Hope you didn't get me on there doing anything.
No.
Wipe it off, brother. Wipe it off.
Especially the cheeky bits.
No. Okay. Thank you. And this is Gilgandra 2011 signing off, eh? Over for another year.